Hello.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather alert affecting northern and central southeast Alaska to include all of Mid-Cal.
Members of the local emergency planning committee demonstrated the Code Red system to the city council this month. Sandy Dixon, the city's fire EMS director and chair of the emergency committee, says Code Red is a reverse 911 system.
So 911 is essentially calling the individual citizens in the community who have registered. It's personal responsibility. They have to register themselves, and it can give a public notification. So if we're on tsunami alert or tsunami warning, we can do that all call, and if people answer their phone or get a message, it'll notify them that there's an emergency.
The city also uses an emergency siren to alert residents and first responders. But the new system provides actual information about an emergency, and it can tell residents what to do. Dixon uses the example of an ammonia leak from a seafood processing plant.
So we could send out an all call to the community. We can highlight that area that would be affected by the ammonia and say either shelter in place, close your doors and windows, don't go out, or get out of the area. And to the rest of the community, we could tell them to avoid downtown until further notice.
The system also allows people receiving a message to notify emergency responders that they need help. Besides an emergency message, the system can be used to notify residents of other problems in the community, like an extended power outage, a road closure, or landslide, or school cancellation. It can also spread the word about bad weather and can be used to notify smaller groups in the community. Another committee member, Liz Bacom, is emergency preparedness coordinator for the Petersburg Medical Center and helped bring the system to Petersburg.
What started me was trying to get hospital employees to respond to an emergency without having to put people on phones and activate a phone tree that is very tedious and cumbersome and usually not very effective in getting people when you have limited staff that need to be prepared for arriving patients. We don't have time to be making phone calls to get staff in. So this allows the hospital to activate a call that would notify over 100 phone numbers in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes.
Listed phone numbers are already entered into the system and will receive emergency notification calls. However, the system can also notify cell phones and send text messages and emails, and Bacom encourages local residents to register.
It's the unlisted numbers that aren't in the system. It's the addresses that are not in the system, and then cell phone numbers and text addresses and emails that are not in the system. And people can provide as much information as they want. Again, it's their responsibility to provide that information so they receive the notifications.
The committee members say the company that provides the service has assured them the information is secure and will not be passed on to telemarketing companies. The service is open to residents of Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands and Point Agassiz, and people can sign up through the city's website. Staff at the local library can also help residents navigate through the registration process, and there's no deadline to register. Committee Chair Dixon also reminds local residents to take other steps to prepare for an emergency.
This system, along with the siren, does not negate the fact that every individual needs to be prepared. They need to have their own emergency plans and emergency stashes so that they can take care of themselves in the event of an emergency. This is just additional notification. They should already kind of have a plan in place as far as evacuation if they need to.
The Code Red service costs the city around $3,800 a year. It was approved last May by the city council and is already in place. The emergency committee hopes to do a community-wide test in the next few weeks.
This is a test of the Code Red emergency notification system for Petersburg, Alaska. This is a test only. No further action is needed.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.